Welcome to a brand new Masechta, a brand new tractate, Maseches Eruvin, the Masechta, the tractate that deals with the laws of Eruv. Today we'll just give an introduction to the Masechta, and God willing, tomorrow we'll start the actual Masechta itself. It's really a great honor, and it's wonderful to have you on board for yet another journey in exploring another facet, another interesting part of the Torah. So Maseches Eruvin is on the tail of Maseches Shabbos, because Maseches Shabbos speaks about the laws of what's permitted and what's prohibited on Shabbos. And Maseches Eruvin talks about one aspect, one facet of Shabbos, which is the fact that it's prohibited to carry from one domain to another domain, or even within a public property. So Maseches Eruvin initially discusses the different types of locations, how people would live in those days, and the permissibility of carrying from a home to a courtyard to an alley. Here's kind of the overview, and also we're going to attach a picture so you can see a little bit better of what we're talking about. The way it used to work in those days was that they used to have homes that were built next to one another, and multiple homes would open into one chatzar, would open into one courtyard. And then there were multiple sections, which basically you had homes with courtyards, and all those courtyards would open into an alleyway. The courtyard is called a chatzar, the home is called a bayis, and the alleyway is called a mavoi. And there's two types of mavoi. There's a mavoi sasam, which means to say you can enter the mavoi, you can enter the alleyway from a street, from a public thoroughfare, but you can't go through it. It's a dead end. At the back end of the mavoi, it's closed off with a wall. And then there's something called a mavoi mefulash. A mavoi mefulash is that you can go through the alleyway from either end, so there's a street at the end of each alleyway perpendicular to the alleyway itself. And that's called a mavoi mefulash, or an open mavoi, a mavoi that's open at both ends. So let's talk a little bit about what their status is biblically. So every chatzer, every courtyard really is considered like a rishus hayachid, a private domain. And even though many people use that chatzer, the law is that biblically it is permitted to carry in the chatzer within the courtyard. It's even permitted to carry from the home to the courtyard and from the courtyard to the home. Even more than that, if you have a mavoi saslam, if you have an alleyway that's closed at one end, that means to say that the entire area with the homes and the courtyards are surrounded by at least three walls, the back wall and the two side walls. Biblically, it's permitted to carry in the entire thing. You could carry from the chatzer, from the courtyards to the mavoi, to the homes, in the entire thing. However, the rabbis came along and they prohibited a person from carrying in a mavoi until you do some type of tikkun, some type of rectification, in the section of the mavoi that opens into Rishos HaRabim, that opens into public property. And the way to do that is either by putting up what's called a lechi. A lechi would be a post, a large post of wood at the entranceway between the mavoi, the alley, and the public thoroughfare, the Rishos HaRabim. Or a person should put a korah. A korah is a horizontal beam that goes along the two walls of the mavoi at the entrance to the Rishos HaRabim, to the public property. And like this, people see that there's a difference between where the mavoi, where the alleyway ends, and between the Rishos HaRabim, where the public property begins, and they won't mix up the carry from one to the other. Now, here's how it works rabbinically. In the home, obviously you could carry whatever you want. From the home to the chatzer, or from the chatzer to the mavoi, that means from the home to the courtyard to the alleyway, the rabbis only permitted a person to carry if one makes something called Eruvei Chatzeros or Eruvei Muvos, which means to say like this, because many people can use the chatzer, because many people could use the courtyard, or many people could use the mavui, they could use the alleyway, there was a suspicion, we were concerned, that people will come to mix that up with the Rishon Rabbin, because the same way that people are using the alleyway, people are using public streets. So therefore, the rabbis instituted something called Eruv. Eruv Chatzeros means that all the people that use this particular courtyard are conjoined, or they do some kind of positive action which gives them all access to it. And we'll see what that means, but basically that they designate a permissibility of everyone to carry, kind of put them together. They or Eruv means combine them. Or Eruve Muvois, which means to say a way to conjoin the mavoi, the alleyway, with the people that are there. There's a special process which we'll learn about, and that makes it permissible to carry from the home to the chatzer, to the courtyard, to the mavoi, to the alleyway. And we'll see in Mitzvah Shem, in the beginning of the Masechta, many details about a chatzer, about a courtyard, a mavoi, and the different type of eruvin. Again, so glad that you're on for the journey. Wishing you a beautiful day today, tomorrow, and then a stunning Shabbos in Mitzvah Shem.